Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
This is 7 News with Jody Spears.
Good morning. Attorney General Christian Porter has fiercely denied historical rape allegations, declaring it simply did not happen. Political reporter Olivia Leeming is in Canberra. Good morning, Olivia. What's next for Mr. Porter?
Good morning, Jody. Well, he says he'll take a couple of weeks' leave to improve his mental health, and then he hopes to return to his position as Attorney General, refusing to stand aside. An emotional declaration of innocence.
I can say categorically that what has been put in various forms in allegations simply did not happen.
Rejecting allegations of rape stretching back to 1988.
I was 17 years old and the other person was 16.
Saying they socialised in a group at a debating tournament, but that was all. He said he's had no contact with the woman in the 33 years since and couldn't say why she went to New South Wales police last year and accused him of sexual assault.
I don't know. I don't know what her circumstances were. I don't know.
The woman didn't make a formal statement and withdrew the complaint before she died in June. Mr. Porter says no one put the allegations to him before they were first aired by the ABC on Friday night.
I have been subject to the most wild, intense, unrestrained series of accusations that I can remember in modern Australian politics.
South Australian police initially reported no suspicious circumstances surrounding the woman's death. But the state coroner has now declared the investigation is incomplete, asking police to make further investigations before deciding whether to hold an inquest. Mr. Porter says he knows nothing about the circumstances of her passing.
These conspiracy theories that are just everywhere, it is just absolutely wild.
Christian Porter says he won't stand down or stand aside, and that doing so would set a dangerous precedent, not just for ministers, but anyone facing unproven allegations.
If that happens, anyone in public life is able to be removed simply by the printing of an allegation.
He says he has the Prime Minister's backing, as colleagues show their support.
He clearly spoke from the heart and has certainly taken its toll on him, and now he just deserves that space.
So senior ministers seemingly standing by Christian Porter for now. Jody.
And Olivia, there's more trouble for the government this morning.
Yes, the spotlight again on Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, who's already faced criticism for her handling of rape allegations from her former staff member, Brittany Higgins, by another colleague in the Minister's office at Parliament House in 2019. Several staff members for Linda Reynolds claim they overheard the Minister refer to Ms. Higgins as, quote, a lying cow in response to not necessarily the rape allegations, but news reporting of the story. Linda Reynolds says, I have never questioned Ms. Higgins' account of her alleged sexual assault. I did, however, comment on news reports regarding surrounding circumstances that I felt had been misrepresented. And the minister remains on medical leave until next week. Jody.
Okay, Olivia, thank you. Australian of the Year Grace Tame has criticised Scott Morrison's handling of the Brittany Higgins rape claim. During a speech in Canberra, she called on the government to reform laws on child sexual abuse. But when asked about the Prime Minister's use of the phrase as a father last month as he responded to Ms. Higgins' allegations, this was her response.
It shouldn't take having children to have a conscience. And actually, on top of that, having children doesn't guarantee a conscience.
Ms. Tame says the first step is to listen to survivors. The latest snapshot of the Australian economy has shown it's shrugging off pandemic pressures. Household spending continued to rise despite JobKeeper winding back, raising hopes of further growth.
What a difference 6 months makes.
It's a good day for the Australian economy.
GDP growth in the final quarter of 2020 clocked in at 3.1%, a stark turnaround from minus 7% in the 3 months to June and only slightly below the bumper previous quarter. Overall in 2020, our economy shrank by just 1.1%. It's now recovered most of the slump wreaked by COVID-19.
6 months earlier and twice as fast as we expected in last year's October budget.
Household spending jumped over 4% as savings dropped from 60-year highs to 12%. Spending on cars and hotels, cafes and restaurants led the rise. Not far behind are clothing and footwear purchases. And farming output, a third higher.
The credit for this rebound goes to the Australian people.
Particularly in Victoria, as it emerged from an 11-week lockdown.
So much of this story here is about the reopening of the Victorian economy.
Today's numbers show the economy coped well with the first set of cuts to JobKeeper last October, reducing fears about what will happen when the support grinds to a complete halt later this month.
The economy looks like it's resilient enough to support that. Growth is reasonably broad across the economy, and most importantly, households have continued to spend.
Gemma Acton, 7 News.
The threat from Tropical Cyclone Niren is starting to ease with the system moving away from the far north coast. Niren is expected to intensify into a Category 3 storm within the next 24 hours, but it won't make landfall.
The system will start to track in a southeasterly direction away from the coast and take the bulk of its weather influence with it.
A cyclone warning remains in place. Ex-students have come out in support of a former Melbourne headmaster who pleaded guilty to faking his teaching credentials. For 24 years, Neil Lenny scored jobs at some of Victoria's most prestigious schools without ever having any qualifications. Despite this, former colleagues and high-profile students sang his praises in detailed letters in court. The 72-year-old remains on bail and is due to be sentenced later this month. A new Russian variant of coronavirus has been detected among returning travellers in hotel quarantine in Queensland. Several people on board a Qatar Airways flight have tested positive. It's prompted tougher quarantine measures for more than 70 passengers.
We'll receive our formal release letter, and an hour later, they tell us, no, you're not leaving, you need to stay 5 more days because of somebody else tested positive in the same flight.
Queensland Health has apologised but says the extended stay is necessary given the Russian variant is still very new. The Duchess of Sussex has hit back at claims she bullied former royal aides while living at Kensington Palace. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Duchess described the accusations as a calculated smear campaign launched just days before Meghan and Harry's tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey. Meantime, the Duchess of Cornwall has given an update about Prince Philip's health. Prince Philip is now entering his third week in hospital.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The family of music industry legend Michael Gudinski has accepted the Victorian government's offer of a state funeral to celebrate his life. There's also a push to hold a tribute concert in his honour, featuring some of the stars who owe their careers to the promoter.
There would be no shortage of people wanting to do a tribute to Michael on the day, and I think that would be appropriate.
Details for the funeral are being finalised. Be prepared to pay more for your weekly shop. Fruit and vegetable prices are set to rise, and the bill at the butcher's is also on the way up.
Fresh fruit like this could soon cost up to almost 30% more. A shortage of overseas pickers starting to bite.
Do we get the opportunity to pick fruit before it becomes too mature to make it through the market?
They're walking away from crop, which means that there's less supply in the market essentially. So naturally we'd see a price rise.
Apples, pears, stone fruit and grapes are worst affected, along with some summer vegetables.
We're right in the period of peak labour demand for the horticulture sector. These March, April and May really have high demands.
With international borders closed, growers are desperate for more harvest labour to be allowed into the country to help with the shortage.
Stick with us, we've got some great product. Might be a little bit expensive, but fingers crossed we do get the workers in and then it's going to be a great season.
Shoppers are being warned meat prices are also expected to rise, not due to COVID, but the drought. Stock has been replenished with the rain, but farmers are holding on to them and fewer cattle are making it to market. The supply shortage tipped to last for some time.
I've seen this in 2001 and we got probably 6 to 9 months out of it. I hope it's less than that now because it's an excessive increase.
Chris Stubbs, 7 News.
Alzheimer's disease could soon be stopped before memory loss begins. A drug from the US that reduces plaque buildup in the brain is showing exciting early results and could target those with a family history of the debilitating condition.
For 61-year-old Bill Yates, a diagnosis of early onset Alzheimer's 18 months ago was shattering.
The biggest problem with the disease is that when you realise that there's no cure for it, there's no meaning for life.
It's thought that Alzheimer's is caused by abnormal build-up of proteins, known as AB peptides, in and around the brain. The peptides form plaque in brain cells, while tau proteins form tangles, leading to cognitive impairment and loss of memory. Now, US researchers have found a drug that could prevent that plaque build-up.
Any news which gives hope is a real positive step in the right direction.
Instead of stopping the peptide altogether, the drug, GSM, works by slightly altering its activity to reduce the amount produced.
This drug is different because it doesn't block an enzyme, it changes the way it works and modulates it.
Repeated doses of the new drug completely eliminated the plaque buildup in rodents and reduced it by 70% in monkeys with no toxic side effects.
Whether it's a breakthrough, we need to see the human trials first.
The next step is clinical trials to ascertain whether the drug is safe and effective in humans. If so, it could be on the market within 5 years. Helen Wellings, 7 News.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is currently trading higher. The Nasdaq is down. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose. The All Ords finished higher, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,714 an ounce. Oil is $61 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying almost 78 US cents, 83 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. A driver has crashed through the front door of a KFC restaurant in Sydney, suffering minor injuries, but fortunately not hitting any staff or customers. Witnesses say he was reaching to open a door for his passenger, who was returning with food, when his foot hit the accelerator. Despite the carnage, other drivers kept lining up at the normal drive-through window. In a move that's worrying US health experts, Texas and Mississippi have announced they're lifting coronavirus mask mandates and allowing businesses to fully reopen. Let's go live now to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney. Good morning, Ash. There are fears this could cause another spike in COVID cases and deaths.
Good morning, Jody. Yeah, those on the COVID task
workforce are extremely worried about this decision. They feel that these states are jumping the gun, that they should be waiting at least another month or two as America rolls out this vaccine. Texas was the first state to make this decision. The governor there essentially taking his state back to pre-COVID times, saying that there would be no masks and businesses could return to functioning at 100%. This is how the governor has justified the decision.
Too many Texans have been sidelined from employment opportunities. Too many small business owners have struggled to pay their bills. This must end. It is now time to open Texas 100%.
Mississippi was the second state to follow suit with that decision, also agreeing to lift the mask mandate and to return businesses to full capacity. All of this coming after Joe Biden announced that all Americans would have access to the COVID vaccine by May. That is a deadline that's been brought forward by 2 months after this huge partnership was struck between pharmaceutical giants Johnson & Johnson and Merck. Some good news on the horizon for those here who are just so desperate to get their hands on the vaccine, Jody.
Sure is. Okay, thanks, Ash. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a trough and tropical cyclone Niren are generating rain, gusty winds and storms over North Queensland. A low and trough are causing showers and storms over western WA, some intense. A trough over northeastern New South Wales and southeast Queensland is triggering a few showers and storms. Cool winds are bringing showers to Tasmania. Around the capitals now, a shower or two in Brisbane, heading for a top of 28 degrees. 27 degrees and mostly sunny in Sydney and in Canberra. Cloudy in Melbourne, 21. Showers clearing in Hobart, 21 there as well. Sunny in Adelaide, heading for 26. Possible storms in Perth, 25. And mostly sunny, 33 degrees in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Thursday, the 4th of March, 2021.